Look at Luke chapter number 10. I want to begin reading today in verse number 25. And we will read down through verse 37. Luke chapter number 10. There's a wonderful privilege that we have as God's people, and that is that we can proclaim the Word of God with authority. This is the authority. It's this book right here. It's upon that which we stand. And thus many times we get a message by reading its content, we might understand from where it comes. Verse number 25 says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise." Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power of it. And oh Lord, I pray for a holy demonstration of that this day. Spirit of God, move amongst us. Oh God, there is need here. Lord, there are hearts here that need you. Some for salvation, some in ways of sanctification. Eternity. Somebody might say, well, preacher, don't you believe that Muslims are going to heaven if they get saved? Or don't you believe that Buddhists are going to heaven if they get saved? Eh? Well, you're pretty narrow-minded. No, the Bible says that all that come to Jesus Christ can be saved. And yes, it is not religion that can do anything for us to bring us from that point of death. But we find in the person of this Samaritan, one who is a picture of Christ, who comes and picks us up and carries us and places us in a place where we are safe. It is He that can do that. It is He, like the Samaritan, that is scorned even by His own people. But He came to where He was. And Jesus came to you and to me. He had compassion upon him, we find in verse number 33. He was concerned about him. He was willing to sacrifice of himself as that good neighbor, to give of himself for the benefit of another that would never, ever pay him back. That was his willingness. I would assume, it does not say in this story, but I would assume that the traveler was a Jew. I would assume that the traveler was one who would despise him had he known him previously. And yet here's the Savior who comes. The one who's called the Samaritan, and our Savior who came to you and to me that we might have everlasting life. He who pours in the oil. He who gives the wine. He is the one who raises us back up and brings us to the place of shelter. And by the way, places is in a place where there's those who are trusted. And I would liken that, though it's a far-fetched thing, perhaps for some of you, to the local church. As he was taking care of this man, Jesus cares about us. Amen. Who is our neighbor? Yeah, we want to dismiss it, don't we? We're like the lawyer often. We see a fellow Christian walk into church. We say, "How are you?" And if they say something a little bit contrary, "Oh, I'm just great," we want to walk the other way. We don't want to hear the woes. We don't want to hear the problems they're dealing with. We're like that. We don't love him as we ought to, but oh, thank God, Jesus was our Samaritan that came if we're willing to what? Receive that which he gives to us. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, thank you today. We find in this parable a two-edged sword. That which cuts at the heart of those who are trying to justify themselves in the matters of salvation. But God, it also cuts us at the heart of we who have been justified and yet we are selfish. Oh God, I pray you might work in our lives. Lord, we're not willing to give up a few moments to help another individual. We're not willing to give up some time and devote it to prayer, asking you to work on their behalf. We're not willing to share the wonderful oil and wine of the Spirit of God and the Word of God, that which can bring healing in the life of others. Oh Lord, so often we are the Levite. We're the priest, and we walk by on the other side. Oh God, help us to see the many hundreds of souls that are without you. Help us, oh God, to see those who are even our friends and our loved ones, those whom we are companions with, and yet oftentimes do not see the need of the soul. Lord God, work in our hearts. I pray that you bring real, true Christian compassion. Lord, let us not be Pharisaical. And I pray for any individual in this room today without Christ, they might realize that He is the great Samaritan, the one that cares for their soul, the one who wants to lift them up and carry him upon his own beast to the land of promise. Work in our hearts today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand where you're at, please.